You know, we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drumroll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want your hosting questions answered here in the hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, record your question, and help thousands of other hosts who might have the same challenge that you do, or they'll come across it eventually. Today we have an incredible question, maybe one of my favorites, from Holly.
Hi, ladies. Holly from Australia. Just wondering what you girls use for your systems and processes to train VAs and other staff members. Just wondering where you store them, how you build them, on what platform, etc. We are trying to systemize every single process so that we can control all the things that we can.
The word systems, processes,
control.
Holly.
But I like that Holly,
kindred spirits,
is a host and realized she said control what we can. Let's do this. I'm going to start off number one. This isn't so much a system or process. I mean, it is. But I want to offer this. We've been really heavily talking about this inside our membership too. The power of video and using Loom, for instance, Loom and Zoom. I would say Loom to record videos of how you are doing things, why you are doing things. When someone can hear your voice, they can see you clicking around on your screen. It is such a great way to learn. So number one, I would use Loom as you're doing training videos. Number two, Zoom. Zoom meeting often when you are first hiring. That is another way they can see you, they can hear you, they can, you know, see your body language. And that those two platforms are so helpful in keeping you connected. But yes, Loom, not only just documenting, Sarah's going to give a lot of tips here on where and the platforms, but including those Loom videos are priceless.
Yes. And I want to give Holly, because this was hard for me not to learn, but to accept that your SOPs and your brand standards are living and breathing. Yes, you want to set them so that everyone is on the same page. And when and if you change anything, you do have to, it's like when companies send you those emails, their terms and conditions have changed because they changed a sentence on their website or what have you. It's kind of the same thing when we change our brand standards. You have to let your entire team know, but it's okay to do that.
We were just talking about this like right before we pressed record of we were making some changes, but oh, not yeah. everybody knows about it. So we need to
make
it.
I was thinking about the time, and Holly, we'll get to your question. I was thinking about the time that we decided to add these microfiber towels for animal paws at the front of our doors. And I didn't even think about checking in with the cleaning team to make sure that they approved of the material. Did they have any questions about the system and process of getting it clean? You know, and they felt out of the loop when all of a sudden they went to go do a turnover and this new thing was there, because we are very regimented in where things go, how things are folded, what happens when. And they felt they weren't a part of the team. So I love that you're asking this question, Holly, because also, especially as operators, when you're like at the office, so you take more of not a back seat, but you're no longer on property and you make those changes and you don't include your team, that can create friction because you didn't involve them. And there might be something that they are thinking about that you're not thinking about because you're not there day to day. So I also want to let you know that it's okay to change things. And when you do, to get your whole team involved. There are times when you just need to make a boss decision. And there are times when you can leave it up to your team to weigh in and see what the best next step is. But just to know things are going to change. But that being said, to answer your question, Holly, we personally use Asana as our project management software. And we have gone so deep on teaching ourselves how to use Asana with YouTube videos. And actually, I'll give a shout out to the guy that I've really fallen in love with learning from. His name is Paul Miners, and I'll share his YouTube channel with you. But he is such a great way of teaching. And we've been able to build out our own Asana, essentially, ecosystem for our business that it's been really great. And it's easy for the rest of the team to adapt into, Holly. And there's these little checks that you can make to like mark things as done. And so what I would suggest to you, Holly, is you can create your SOPs within a project management software like Asana.
And the mobile app for Asana is great too. So we always like to have something. I mean, most things have a mobile app these days, but having that mobile app, Asana, has been a really nice addition to everything. So everyone can have access on the go.
And the whole point is really to remove your whole team from emailing each other and having everything be in a project management software. You can even forward emails to Asana and then get it into your ecosystem of getting things done and building out your SOPs.
So let's give her some tangible with Asana specifically, Sarah. Let's talk about like putting a property in there and some of the tasks that are on there and how people are using Asana. You know, let's give some tactical like, oh, there's an issue at this house. You know, let's go over like a property being inside Asana and like SOPs for the team.
Yeah. And not to confuse things, Holly, and our listeners, because we obviously champion a few different softwares. When it comes to maintenance, we keep that in Breezeway because that is, we have our maintenance team is connected to Breezeway. And it's just that anything that's happening kind of on property.
Cleaners, inspectors, yes, and maintenance are all attached to Breezeway.
Now, anything that is technically not on property, like our midterm rentals, right? Like when we pivot from short-term to midterm, we have to have different process for that, Holly, right? And so we built that out in Asana because it's different from our short-term. And you can have a short-term rental process too in Asana, like when this happens first, and then this happens, and then this happens, and you can assign different people to have ownership of it. And that's another great thing that you learn about productivity is that two people can't own ownership of something. Someone has to be the owner of getting it done. There can be collaborators, but that was really good for our team to learn.
Right.
Someone has to own it.
Well, we were all owning it and then there wasn't a due date. So having one owner and a due date is like mission critical.
Yes.
If you're going to use Asana.
I think that's really a productivity lesson in general.
Other ways we use it are our supply audits and our supply levels and things that we need to put in the units or change up in the units. That goes into Asana, so that, you know, if a dresser is looking a certain way, we want to update it, or if we want to change this bed, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff, we'll keep track of it in Asana.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
And what's great about Asana too, you can, let's say there is an SOP for onboarding a property, or
yes,
you know, how
a
reservation goes. You can attach Loom videos.
Yes.
You can attach Loom videos and screenshots inside of Asana. And there are multiple projects inside Asana. So it can be like launching a new property, and then there's all the information under that. Maybe an SOP might be, you know, what happens if a guest wants to check in early? Check it out.
There's an SOP for that.
Check out late. What if they are asking for a discount? And you can have everything in there of like, okay, first, this is what we're going to do. Second, like, and those can be different projects inside of Asana.
That's just the nomenclature for these different aspects of your business. They call them project. But then that you gave some great examples of how we
like
all...
if it was a handbook, they would be different chapters. So it's just correct. Different projects.
So onboarding new properties, onboarding new owners. Holly, I don't know if you're a co-host, that there's SOPs for that. Onboarding a new employee, I actually still get kudos, which makes me feel really good, from one of our guest service agents when she came on. You know, I had a whole, like, essentially her own kind of like at your own pace onboarding process of it took her from video to video to video, explaining the different aspects of the property. Okay, now when you do this, you know, you're going to create an account here. And then once that's done, now you go in here and learn this software, right? And it's all built out. So when I get a new team member, you just kind of plug them in, and then it can all be, I don't like this word, something like a dirty word, but automated. You know what I mean? Like,
no, for sure.
I'm keeping tabs on it, mm-hmm. but the employee feels like, oh wow, like Holly has this whole program for me.
They feel held. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I thought. And what's great about the videos and about having those SOPs, if someone needs a refresher, or if the, you know, when
it's
you when you start something new, it's like a fire hose and you're just picking up what you need. There are so many instances and scenarios that are going to happen. It's so nice to have that there to go back to. And I'm telling you also, if you just start with like 2 or 3 SOPs, just start chipping away at them. Like one, you know, take an hour a week and just like, what's the most mission critical? What's everybody asking questions on? Do those. And then just keep chipping away at it.
Yeah. So we use Asana. There are several others. I'll give you a few examples of other options you could have out there. There's Notion. People love Notion.
Mm-hmm.
People also use HubSpot. It's expensive.
People use Trello. For some things. And we would be remiss not to also mention that we do use Slack and Voxer with our team too, depending on...
To communicate.
But we want to offer to everybody, please do not make email your main vein of communication. That is a recipe for disaster. We once we adapted to not really emailing at all, it has really given us focus for people to be inside the apps that they need to be in and stay focused.
I do want to touch on this a little bit. I kind of brushed it off at the beginning of this episode, where onboarding, and whether the owners, midterm guests in general, what to do if it's early check-in, late checkout requests, onboarding new properties, right? That's Asana. Then I mentioned Breezeway is everything that's maintenance, cleaning, and inspections. And Holly, I don't know if you've heard of us speak about Breezeway, but it is one of my very favorite pieces of technology because, Holly, like you said, that control component, there are SOPs essentially for your various different turnovers, mm-hmm. whether it's a deep clean, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, a seasonal change clean, whether it's a standard clean, whether
they're
it's
like
an owner
in.
Clean.
Yeah,
it's baked
awesome.
In and mm-hmm. you can add photos there, kind of like Annette mentioned Loom videos. There's a photo, so there's no mistake
of how the toilet paper should be presented once the place is ready.
Is the bath mat folded? Where is it placed?
Where does it go?
Where does the remote control go? Yes, right. That matters.
And then I always explain to the team, whether they're 1099s or employees, when you check this off, this means that you've agreed with me that this looks like this. You know, that this this is our little contract every single time. Same with inspectors. Same with maintenance team, right? So there's two different uses there. And the great thing about Breezeway is whether you are only using Airbnb as the way to manage your bookings or using a PMS, it can integrate with your reservations. And your whole team, whether they're 1099s or not, it's free for them to use. Asana can be too. As long as they don't have the business email address in Asana, it's free for them to use. And then with Breezeway, same thing. Depending on what, you know, how many properties you have, the Breezeway pricing changes. But those are our two cannot live without SOP control, making us feel mm-hmm. peace of mind. For
yes,
our business.
The priceless peace of mind.
Anything else?
I think we talked about Loom, we talked about Zoom, we talked about Asana.
Oh, I'll give you one more hot tip.
Voxer, Slack, but yeah, just start chipping away.
We learned two hot tips about productivity, everyone. One thing is when you do assign a task to someone, whether it's an Asana or a Breezeway, have the first word be a verb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that was a game changer for us. So it would be like, in Asana, for instance, every single task starts with something. So it would be like, remove, talk to, change. Everything starts with a verb. You have to be very, you know, give them the action that needs to be done for that to be completed. I love that hot tip. What was your second one?
Is that don't allow things to be overdue, Holly. If something is getting to be, you know, past due, whether it's in Breezeway or in Asana, change the due date to the next day or next week. And then if you see yourself continue to kick this thing down the road, you need to put it in your later category for like when Holly has time or when, you know, you get at that new team member, right? Like that thing's never going to happen. But having things that are past due is really just like taking up your mental mortgage. It is always kind of there haunting you, but you're not doing anything about it. So just really be honest about those tasks that you're not getting to. Don't let them be overdue. Either set a new due date that's realistic or put them in like a later folder.
The last thing I want to say with so much of this technology, what is amazing about it is, let's say you create tasks or SOPs that need to be repeated over and over and over again. It's so easy to duplicate those, and every step is there, you know, every step that you've created. So that's where like I am, you know, let's embrace technology. Let's embrace AI. There is stuff with this like repeated task that let's use it to our advantage.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.